Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, what an adventure we have today on Finishing Well. We're continuing our study of urban legends. And since this is actually posting on Facebook while, you know, Finishing Well today, so this is socialized security. But what, you know, what are the urban legends of Social Security? And so in order to dig into that, Hans, we got to talk about what is a urban legend. And so we looked up the definition, didn't we? We got it right here. An often lurid story or anecdote that is based on hearsay and widely circulated as true. The urban legend of alligators living in sewers is called a myth, right?
So sure.
There are those things that have to do with Social Security. People get involved in that, and it's dangerous.
So how we got on this whole thing is I have people coming into this very conference room who are becoming clients, and just as I'm listening to them, getting to know them, I hear these really kind of myths, misconceptions, and they really become urban legends of things that they've that aren't true, that they've accepted as true, and they hear in the media and in discussions, and they've based their financial planning decisions. So when we get in today, we're going to talk about Social Security, but on each one of these topics that we have, I have to debunk these things with my clients in just about every meeting that I have.
Yeah, and it's the interesting thing is I was actually praying about this concept of, you know, what's behind this, these urban legends? And actually, I came to the conclusion it's Satan, the father of lies. And these things are based on lies. And if Jesus were here, he would say to the person that's quoting these urban legends, you belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And see, it, that's like the exact opposite of Jesus. He's all about the truth, right?
Sure.
That's why we work for the Truth Network.
Sure.
But anyway, you know, one of those urban legends really on Social Security really leads a lot of people astray. This whole idea of what?
Well, it's just, you know, that Social Security trust fund or the Social Security money that's set aside. People put this on Facebook all the time. I see it. And they've gone all the way to the conclusion of the lie. And they're mad at former presidents or former congresspeople saying, you spent my Social Security money on other things. And it's just not true. It didn't happen. It can't happen. It's against the law. Okay. And just coming from a person who researches these things pretty thoroughly, I mean, I've just made my life about that and my occupation. It's just not true. And then the further kind of piece of this lie is that, and it's not a lie in and of itself, is that the Social Security Trust Fund is going to run out of money in 2034. Therefore, we're going to have no Social Security. So I can't count. I don't even want to talk about that kind of thing.
And so that becomes like a gigantic diversion to what really is relative. You know, as somebody who's coming in for a landing here, trying to finish in well, by the way, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, and his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Living, or to Planning for and Living in Retirement, right? Brought to you by CardinalGuide.com, which is where all this stuff is. We should mention today's discussion on Social Security is there and available for free, right? If you go to the website, CardinalGuide.com, and download any of the 7 worries tabs there, you've got PDFs of the book, right?
Well, yeah, and Social Security is the first content chapter in the book. I mean, it's where we start. It's the baseline of retirement financial planning, because, you know, just what this lie is going at is the very core of Social Security. I mean, if you got anything that you can count on in your retirement, and you can't, you can count on not losing it, you can't invest it in stocks and lose it all in stocks, you can't lend the money in your Social Security, your brother-in-law, and he blows it all, or you just, you can't, it can't go to some swindler. You can count on Social Security. And the reason it's the first chapter in my book, it's extremely important that you understand just some of the basics about Social Security before you engage in it and before you do your other retirement planning. That's why it's the first chapter in the book, is we've got to thoroughly research this and then understand it, and I'll do the thoroughly research part. I mean, people that are coming to me, you don't really have to go to school on this, but you need to understand this and make some good decisions on Social Security. Know how much you're going to get. That amount will be guaranteed for the rest of your life. And then we're going to make your other financial planning decisions, and we're going to help you do that.
Now, you think about Satan's plan here. You know, you got your plan, but it's often good to study your enemy, and he's your enemy. And what's his plan? He loves to steal. I mean, he's a thief. Oh, my goodness. And so here you've got income coming, right? Social Security, you can count on it. It's coming, right? Now, how can I steal some of that? Well, if you make a bad decision on when to start taking your Social Security, it's going to be stolen for the rest of your life, and mission accomplished as far as Satan's concerned.
Well, yeah, and you can make bad decisions with your other money, in your other retirement money, like your IRA or whatever you have set aside to supplement Social Security and to live off of. You could make the assumption that this is not going to be there for you, and then you could make bad decisions with that money and lose that too. So there's all kinds of ramifications of believing this urban myth or urban legend. Yeah.
But is there alligators involved?
Well, if you're in the New York sewers, you know? If you're in the New York City sewers, yeah.
So, you know, you can't help but note the similarity there, that to where a lot of that goes. But, you know, these are big decisions.
Obviously. Okay, so let's repeat that before we get off of this urban legend. Let's just repeat what we heard, is that people that come in to see me and they're sitting down, they're making the assumption that a lot of their money has already been spent by Congress or a former president, and they're really mad about it, okay? And then consequently, they think that it's gonna run out of money and you just can't count on it, so there you go. And they're kind of obsessed with that and using it to, a lot of people are, and you know, in the lie, and then they're making the assumption that there's no point in planning for this because it's not gonna be here anyhow, okay? So that's the first one. And then I want to get on to the second one. And the second one is not as catastrophic, but it's still fundamental in making the decisions, is that retirement age with Social Security is 65.
Isn't it?
No.
I've been hearing that for years.
Well, yeah, you just made the assumption. And when your parents retired, it was 65. Really, all up until a few years ago, people that were 65 could get their full Social Security at 65. But it's now, the people that are retiring right now, the people that are 66 right now, it's exactly age 66. And we went over this earlier, for you, you're 63, and for you, it's gonna be 66 in 2 months. I'm 60, and for me, it's 66 in 8 months. And for somebody born 1960 and after, it's a full age 67. So you got that? Can you repeat that back to me?
I'm 62, actually, Hans, but I'll be 63 in October.
Okay.
Because I was born in 1955, which means that I am 66 in 2 months before I can get what they call full retirement. But the thing that I learned about this, which I just think is unbelievably valuable, is it isn't like a set, you got to take it at 65, you got to take it at 70, or you got to take it at 68, and there's the deal. Every month, the payout changes.
Correct.
That blew my mind. I had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah. And those are the things that we know, and we have difficulty expressing these to our clients when they're just living on these urban legends. It's just like, you know, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the devil, or are you going to believe me? I mean, I obviously don't say that to clients, but that's what I'm thinking. So we got to debunk these myths And we got to get really down to the real facts, and then we're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision, if you're the client, for when you want to take this, you know, when you want to kick on your Social Security. Because there's some real advantages for you waiting until you're age 70. Okay?
Right. And the name of the show is Finishing Well for a reason. Because there's a lot of things that are different in people's lives, and there's no cookie cutter approach. Like, I have no intention of quitting broadcasting at age 65 or 67, or as long as Stu will let me talk. If I don't get too crazy, it's 75. And so my situation changes on when I would take my Social Security over somebody that didn't. You know, and Finishing Well has to do with your life and what you're doing, you know, with your income, with, you know, and I've got another friend who's in has the 20-year military deal where he's got that retirement coming in. So his retirement is completely different because he's looking at that pension and he's looking at his wife's health insurance. And so all these things kind of mix together. And the beautiful thing is you have this book that kind of, like you say, takes that foundation and builds on all these concepts to help you put them together into something that makes sense to finish well.
Yeah, and you can get the book. First of all, if you don't buy the book, if you get it for free, that's not what the... We want to get you this information. And you can go to cardinalguide.com, and you can go right under the Seven Worries tab under Social Security, and you can download the Social Security chapter of this book and the Social Security chapter in the workbook just right there for free. I mean, that's for starters. Now, if you'd like to read the whole book, there's also a link for Amazon, and you can go there, and you can also write me at cardinalguide.com, Hans, and just tell them book offer.
There you go. You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Urban Legends, Socialized Security, and Urban Legends. We got more stuff that's going to amaze you. We got stories of people who bought these legends and what it might cost to them when we come back. So stay tuned. So much more Finishing Well coming up.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about the urban legends of Social Security, or since we're streaming on Facebook, the socialized security. A little pun there, but I can't help it. Anyway, that we had talked about these two legends. Number one, that Social Security is going to run out of money.
And it's just not going to be there.
And that's a lie straight from hell, because it causes people to make a lot of crazy decisions about when they take their Social Security. We're going to share some stories about that. But the second urban legend is that...
Full retirement age is 65.
There you go.
When in fact it hasn't been 65 for several years. And it's now, as we went through in the example, for people that are retiring right now, this year, that are age 66, the full retirement age is 66. And for you, you were born in 1955, it's 66 in 2 months. So that's the age when you can take your full Social Security. For me, it's 66 in 8 months, because I'm 60 right now. And So it's a phased-in amount, and the people born 1960 and after, it's the full age 67.
So then the retirement's going to be 67 for the people that are 60 in, from 1960 up. Like
right.
My wife is born in 63, so she's going to be 67, and so is everybody else. But by the time people, they might change this again at some point in time, so don't
they probably will, because that gets back to the first myth. Is the whole reason it moved from 65 to 67 was to shore up Social Security, make sure the money's there for us down the road. And they're going to need to do that again. And moving the retirement age further out might be something that they'll do.
Right.
They might increase taxes. They might just do a lot of things. Okay. But regardless, the Social Security money is going to be there, and it is not productive for people to come in approaching retirement, making the decisions, and to just come in here full of all these givens that are really urban legends that are mistakes, and they're wrong, and then they come in here and tell me all these things, and they say, why don't we just skip Social Security planning, or given I accept all this, why don't you do your Social Security planning for me based upon that. And it's just wrong. We got to get that stuff out of the way so we can give some good advice. So
yeah, it's like the kingdom of God in a way. Everything's connected. You know, when you're looking at finishing well, you got taxes are connected, healthcare is connected, all sorts of things. And a perfect example would be a really good friend of mine. You know, he was just waiting for the day he was 62 and being sort of an ER character, which I love him. And he knows I call him Eeyore. And it's like, I'm not going to live long. You know, things are going to go bad. So I need to take my Social Security as quickly as I can. And, you know, they're going to run out of money. You can hear all that. And, you know, those are all, unfortunately, lies. Because, honestly, we're living for eternity. Just saying.
Well, you know, my brother Jim, who's in here, and I play golf with Eeyore. Okay, and he told me all this stuff while we were playing golf, and I just let him tell it to me. We weren't out there to do financial planning that day. But, you know, we have a lot of clients just like him that, you know, that say, okay, I paid for it. We just have another agent in here, his grandparents, who are now in their mid-70s. They took it at 62, probably for the same reasons. Because, you know, a check today that you can put in the bank is better than not getting a check down the road. And I would guess that these urban legends are tied in with Eeyore's thinking here too.
Right, and to understand why this is from my point of view of Satan, because every month that you wait to take your check from Social Security up to age 70, it's going up. And so if you take it early, you take a cut immediately that, oh, by the way, you're gonna have for the rest of your life. But the other issue is that in this man's case, you know, when he got his tax bill, he was like, oh my gosh, you know, look what they did to my taxes because I took my Social Security.
Well, yeah, he had to give part of it back because the Social Security whole program doesn't want you to take your check early if you're still working. So they have a provision in there that if you take your check
yeah.
And you work part-time and you make less than $17,000 a year, that's fine. So in other words, if you took your check early, you're retired, but you go back to work part-time, you make less than 17 grand a year, then you don't have to give any of it back. But if you are working, you take your check early, and perhaps you make $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year or more, you basically got to give half of that Social Security back. So now you got it reduced, and then you got to give half of it back because you weren't supposed to take it and still make other money that you can live off of. People don't know this stuff.
Right, and that's why I say, if you believe those urban legends, you find yourself like, oh my goodness. So it's wonderful, actually, that we have the truth coming out there. This is a Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And of course, all this stuff we talk about all the time is in this book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. I said it right all by myself without even looking, did you know? But
well, and so for your situation, which we were talking about on the break, so you're going to be 63 pretty soon. So we discovered when we ran the numbers that you can do it at 66 in 2 months, but you're definitely going to wait till then. So
yeah,
we can just say we're going to wait till then, because with the assumption, unless something really bad happened to you or you didn't have an income, you're going to wait till then. But then, furthermore, you're going to still be working, at least if things run according to plan, and you're most likely going to delay till 70.
Right, because that would be paying those taxes on the Social Security if I, you know, started taking it. And I'm also reducing my benefit.
Well, it just seems to me like that benefit was around $2,200 a month at full retirement. So at 66 in 2 months, you could take $2,200 a month in the projection. But by waiting until you're 70, it was up over $3,000 a month. Was that right?
I think it was actually like $2,400 at full, okay. And like $3,200 or $3,300 if I waited till 70.
Okay. I mean, that's a big bunch of money, $800 a month for all your years past 70. I mean, it doesn't
right.
take too many years to make up what you would, and you're going to be getting income from work anyhow. And there's another factor with it, is when you pass away, assuming you pass away before your wife does, and when you pass away, she's going to get your check. Let's just say that you died at 80 and she lived to 95. Well, if you wait till 70 to take it, you're going to get your check. She's going to get her check from 70 to 80. You pass away. Now, at 80, she's going to get your check for the rest of her life. So for another 15 years.
Which is a big deal, because Tammy's 7 years younger than me, so the chances of her living way beyond me is. So that's a big part of
her with a lot of clients.
Socialized security.
So what we do in financial planning for people is we come in and we help them make the decisions about when to file for Social Security. Some of them end up at taking it at 62. So we're not shoving everybody into the same situation. I mean, we're going to advise them. But Social Security can't be looked at in a vacuum, because you've got your other savings that you
right.
have.
Another big thing that another friend of mine is facing is if his wife retires, interestingly, and she goes on Medicare, then they lose their health insurance for him, because she works for a hospital. And so, you know, that's all part of the equation somehow, right?
Oh, yeah. Is he younger than her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we run into this all the time. And so when we find this out, people want to retire, tell us how to make all the money work, that's the first topic we go to. Health insurance under 65 for any of them after retirement of either one of them that are going to have to pay for that. Because you go out and buy that stuff on the open market, you know, $1,000 a month.
Right, especially for us geezers.
That can be a whole Social Security check.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for several years.
That's a big part of the equation when you guys sit down to figure that. And that's why I say that all this stuff, you know, it fits together in taxes, health care, and eventually long-term care.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to oversell my book on this show, okay? I mean, the show is based upon the book. But what I do want to do, and what
let me say this for you. Rather than
okay.
you saying. It's nothing to do with selling books. It has everything to do with getting the truth out there.
Right.
And that's been, you know, having known Hans for some period of time now, that's his heart. And you want to get the truth out there to dispel these urban legends, because you see people being injured by working off urban legends and stuff like that. So here's a book, and here's information, radio show, etc., to get the truth out there. Of course, if people want to take advantage of your services and all that, they can go to cardinalguide.com and take advantage of the free book and all these different things.
Well, but you can construct the whole book pretty much for free off of the website just by downloading all the PDFs that are available there for you, okay? And the book only costs $1.99 on the Kindle Amazon. It's $7.99 if you want the paper book. And furthermore, if you want this book, if you'll just send me a message at cardinalguide.com and you'll just tell me, look, I'd like your book on the free book offer. Just tell me that. And if you want a paper book, give me your address. If you'd like an emailed book for free, just send me your email address and I'll just shoot the thing out to you, and it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah, and not to mention, if you have a question or something, you're sitting there going, oh my, I would love to ask Hans this. Number one, they can call, obviously, and
And, well, and be sure, if you send me a question, if you let me know that it's okay to use on the show. Okay, because I want to know that, because when I get the questions, and by the way, I'm going to answer your question either way and just try to help you in any way I can. But we would like to know if you send in a question, because when we get those in, we use them a lot of times on the show, and I'd like to know if I have your permission to do that. I won't name you, but I will use the situation on the show.
And so I love what you said, and I want to go back to that because I think it's worth reviewing, is that Social Security is kind of the first chapter, because you got a foundation that these things are being built on, and you know that this, if you live in America, you're getting this income source, and it's coming, and maximizing it is a big part of finishing well.
It absolutely is. This is the first chapter in the whole series, and this is what we base your Social Security check. Is we're going to put there as a given and a guaranteed, and we're going to base all the other financial planning decisions on top of that.
Urban legends, how fun is that? We're clearing the swamp here on Finishing Well.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to be back next week with another episode of Finishing Well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Han's best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Han's book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.